with a hula hoop. It's the Demented News. I'm Whimsical Will.
I'm being forced to make this recording. They've made me handle it and load the machine. So if the police get hold of it, they won't find any fingerprints.
Buzz, 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 oh my, oh me.
Oh my, time for a dose of vitamin B.
Half a B, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be.
Live honeybees at an apiary in Philadelphia provide mental health therapy.
My dream is to keep bees.
Keep bees?
Yeah.
Half Mad Honey uses their beehives to help people practice both mindfulness and distress tolerance.
No bees sting you.
It's all about putting yourself in a situation that would typically trigger a fight or flight response.
Ah! Oh my God, is that a bee? You have bees here?
And learning how to recognize and control your emotions so you can transfer those skills to everyday life.
But remember, be yourself.
And the relationship to nature.
The bee fools around with the flower?
No, the bee doesn't even know it's pollinating.
You're kidding.
No.
You see, I've been that drunk myself sometimes.
Standing among tens of thousands of bees, participants must also be aware of their reactions and not just go swatting the bees out of instinct.
Yeah! Every honeybee fills with jealousy.
I'd break out in hives. But it's the honey of an idea with the slogan, "Don't worry, be happy."
But it's just really, really hard to milk bees to get honey. I'm kidding. I don't do that anymore.
Reminds me of the guy who had emotional support bees. Remember him? An Arizona man created quite the buzz recently.
I can hear the hum of the WLS bumblebee.
He registered a swarm of bees as emotional support animals.
Ooh, a friendly bee.
Hard to believe.
You're raising bees?
He claims such registrations are out of control.
It's getting to be ridiculous.
So he decided to make a point by visiting a service dog website and registering a hive of bees as his support animal.
Then mind your own beeswax.
Lo and behold, his application was accepted.
Yeah, the bee's knees.
Bee's knees?
Well, there are many people who receive much-needed support from companion animals.
Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
This behavior was a point well taken, sort of his own sting operation.
Well, get the busy. Bee. You want your busy bee, get your busy bee.
You get
bee.
The busy bee, I need to trim her whiskers.
But after all, he was just pollen our leg.
And so here we have yet another example of bee culture being casually stolen by a human.
Oh, please.
Have you ever been stung, Mr. Sting? Because I'm feeling a little stung, Sting.
To be or not to be, that's all the buzz on the Demented News. I'm Whimsical Will.
We're all busy little bees, full of stings, making honey day and night.
The end.